Hello and welcome. I'm Father Tom Roy, the vicar of the Daily Office Network, and it is time for evening prayer. Today is the 25th of April, 2024. We're celebrating the life of Mark the Evangelist, St. Mark, one of the disciples. Thank you for coming to pray. Now let us begin. Say to your daughter Zion, see your salvation comes. His reward is with him and his recompense before him. The U.S. Church Army began every Bible study course, whether for future evangelists or in a parish group, with the Gospel of St. Mark, paying particular attention to the arrangement and numbering of the miracles of Jesus. The structure of the book, years later, one remembers how many times the phrase, and immediately he, occurs, or in the Authorized King James Version, straight away. Mark keeps the narrative moving. Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Our hymn is Light of the World. Light of the world in grace and beauty, mirror of God's eternal face, transparent flame of love's free duty, you bring salvation to our race. Now as we see the lights of evening, we raise our voice in hymns of praise. Worthy are you of endless blessing, Son of our night, Lamp of our days. Psalm 67. O God, be merciful to us and bless us. Show us the light of your countenance and come to us. Let your ways be known upon earth, your saving health among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you judge the peoples with equity and guide all the nations upon earth. Let the people praise you, O God. Let all the people praise you. The earth has brought forth its increase. May God, our own God, bless us. O God, give us your blessing. May all the ends of the earth stand in awe of you. Psalm 96. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the whole earth. Sing to the Lord and bless God, the Lord's holy name. Proclaim the good news of salvation from day to day. Declare the glory of the Lord among the nations, and the wonders of the Lord among all peoples. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, more to be feared than all gods. As for all the gods of the nations, they are but idols, but it is the Lord who made the heavens. Oh, the majesty and magnificence of the presence of the Lord! Oh, the power and splendor of the sanctuary of our God! Ascribe to the Lord, you families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord honor and power. Ascribe to the Lord the honor due the divine name. Come to the holy courts with your offerings. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Let the whole earth tremble in awe. Tell it out among the nations. The Lord is sovereign. The Lord has made the world so firm that it cannot be moved, and will judge the people with equity. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea thunder and all that is in it. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood shout out for joy before the Lord who is coming to judge the earth. The Lord will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with truth. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. This is a sentinel at the entrance to the Temple Mount. This is by Gustav Braunfeind from 1883. Our first lesson is from Isaiah chapter 62 verses 6 through 12. Upon your walls, O Jerusalem, I have posted sentinels all day and all night. They shall never be silent. You who remind the Lord, take no rest and give him no rest until he establishes Jerusalem and makes it renowned throughout the earth. The Lord is sworn by his right hand and by his mighty arm. I will not again give you grain to be food for your enemies, and foreigners shall not drink the wine for which you have labored. But those who garner it shall eat it and praise the Lord, and those who gather it shall drink it in my holy courts. Go through the gates, prepare the way for the people, build up the highway, clear it of all stones, lift up an ensign over the peoples. The Lord has proclaimed to the end of the earth. Say to daughter Zion, see, your salvation comes. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. They shall be called the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and you shall be called sought out, a city not forsaken. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. Thanks be to God. Our canticle is the Song of Mary. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in you, O God, my Savior, for you have looked with favor on your lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. You, the Almighty, have done great things for me, and holy is your name. You have mercy on those who fear you from generation to generation. You've shown strength with your arm and scattered the proud in their conceit, casting down the mighty from their thrones and lifting up the lowly. You filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. You've come to the help of your servant Israel, for you have remembered your promise of mercy, the promise made to our forebears, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Here we see a side-by-side painting of four men. This is by Albrecht Dürer from 1526, the four holy men, St. John and St. Paul on the left, St. Mark and St. Paul on the right. I'm sorry, St. John and St. Peter on the left, St. Mark and St. Paul on the right. I'll page back down so you can see them. Our reading is from 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing in his kingdom, I solemnly urge you, proclaim the message, be persistent whether the time is favorable or unfavorable, convince, rebuke, and encourage with the utmost patience in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not put up with sound doctrine, but have itching ears. They will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own desires, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander away to myths. As for you, always be sober, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, carry out your ministry fully. As for me, I'm already being poured out as a libation, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. From now on, there is reserved for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. Do your best to come to me soon, for Demas, in love with this present world, has deserted me and gone to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful in my ministry. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our canticle is a song for the heavenly city, of the heavenly city. I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the God of surpassing strength and the Lamb. And the city has no need of sun or moon to light it, for the glory of God shines on it, and the Lamb is the Lamb, and the lamp is the Lamb. But its light, by its light, the nations shall walk, and the rulers of the world lay their honor and glory there. Its gates shall never be shut by day, nor shall there be any night. Into it they will bring the honor and glory of nations. I saw the clean river of water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb. The tree of life spanned the river, giving fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. All curses ceased where the throne of God and the Lamb stands, and all servants give worship there. There they will see God's face, whose name shall be forever on their foreheads. And now the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Excuse me. And now the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Clothe your ministers with righteousness. Let your people sing with joy. Give peace, O Lord, in all the world, for only in you can we live in safety. Lord, keep our nations under your care, and guide us in the way of justice and truth. Let your way be known upon earth, your saving health among all nations. Let not the needy, O Lord, be forgotten, nor the hope of the poor be taken away. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and sustain us by your Holy Spirit. This is Lorenzo di Bicchi from 1398, St. Mark. Now the collect of the day for St. Mark the Evangelist, a collect for the presence of Christ. Almighty God, by the hand of Mark the Evangelist, you have given to your church the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We thank you for this witness and pray that we may be firmly grounded in its truth through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Lord Jesus, stay with us, for evening is at hand and the day is past. Be our companion in the way, kindle our hearts, and awaken hope that we may know you as you are revealed in Scripture in the breaking of bread. Grant this for the sake of your love. Amen. In the Anglican cycle of prayer today, we're praying for the Diocese of Durham in England. Our Thursday evening prayer list is for sobriety and recovery. For Angie, an anonymous friend, Emily, Adrian O., the Men of Reconciliation House, John, Stacy, and Ian. A collect for those with addictions. O blessed Lord, you minister to all who came to you. Look with compassion on all who through addiction have lost their health and their freedom. Restore to them the assurance of your unfailing mercy. Remove from them the fears that beset them. Strengthen them in the work of their recovery. And to those who care for them, give patient understanding and persevering love. Amen. And for mental health and family harmony, for Reverend John, P.H., Haley Grace, Roxy, Samantha, and a collect for those with mental illness, Oh, Heavenly Father, look with love on all your children who are living with mental illness. Bless them with kindness and patience. Give them true friends who understand them and knowledgeable therapists with confidence and compassion. Soothe their worries, lift their spirits, help them to trust others, quiet their negative thinking, help them care for themselves, and give them peace. Through the infinite mercy of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And now is our prayer time. What's on your hearts today? What have you brought to the Lord? Today I'm praying, Heavenly Father, for in thanksgiving for the good medical care that is available to us, not only to us as humans, but also to our four-legged friends. Our dog Echo was having some lower pain in her body, and we didn't know what was wrong. We took her to the vet this morning. And after about an hour with the vet, they figured out that she has a strained lower back and is inflamed. Heavenly Father, we palpated, we tried to do all kinds of things, and we could not figure out what was wrong with Echo. We now know that Echo had something else going on that we weren't going to find, that the vet did find. So I pray in thanksgiving for good medical care, good vets, and for getting her taken care of. Heavenly Father, I also pray for the humans who have access to good health care, and I pray for those that don't have access to health care. Every day in our country, there are those who need help, need service, and can't get it because they either can't afford it or they can't get to it. Heavenly Father, I pray that all of us would have good health care, that it would extend the life that you have given us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And now the prayer for the mission of the church. Almighty God, you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to reconcile the world to yourself. We praise and bless you for those you've sent in the power of the Spirit to preach the gospel to all nations. We thank you that in all parts of the earth, a community of love has been gathered together by their prayers and labors, and that in every place your servants call upon your name, for the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours forever. Amen. It's our general thanksgiving, which we say on Thursdays. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all whom you've made. We bless you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all for your immeasurable love and the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and the hope of glory. And we pray, give us such an awareness of your mercies that with truly thankful hearts, we may show forth your praise, not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to your service, and by walking before you in holiness and righteousness all our days. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you in the Holy Spirit be honor and glory throughout all ages. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Alleluia. Alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Alleluia. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation in the church and in Christ Jesus forever and ever. And the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you now and remain with you always. Amen. Our video is Come Pure Hearts in Joyful Measure. It's number 244 in the Episcopal hymnal. And this is Priscilla Salisbury, a soprano, back in 2021.
Come pure hearts.
And that is evening prayer for this celebration of St. Mark, the evangelist. Thank you for coming to pray. Let the Lord take away any sadness, anger, anxiety, pain, or loneliness this night. Take care of your body and your heart, and savor your joy in those around you. Hope to see you tomorrow. Good night.